Before I have my next sip, I better hydrate a little bit. Always good to keep hydrated when you drink coffee, especially me, sensitive stomach. So a bit of hot water mixed with a bit of cold water. And I think I need to take a few sips. Yeah, that's nice. Like that water. So now, the espresso, the double A chaga bean, has cooled down a little bit. And I'm going to take another sip. I mean, it's just as smooth. And it's now about body temperature, I'd say. And, when it enters your mouth and it reaches your tongue and it's in your mouth, it's just still thick and rich and beautiful. And on the tongue, it just ever slightly a hint of, I would say, chocolate. I think it reminds me of dark chocolate, which is what I like. And I'm very tempted to pull another shot and make it into a flat white or a latte. But I've had a few coffees today already, and I don't want to overdo it. So I think I'll leave that pleasure for tomorrow, and I already look forward to that, to doing it tomorrow. But I'm going to finish this. I can't just let it go to waste. I'm going to have another sip. It is really lovely. Very rich. No crema left now. I mean, it's been sitting there for at least 5 minutes, maybe a little longer, cool down to that body temperature. But it's still, I mean, you know, sometimes you just feel that the fluid is thick, and it is still thick, which is beautiful. And it's got this rich, rich, rich color. I'm swirling it around again in my little lovely cup, and it sticks to the sides a little bit and rolls down a bit like wine. You know, when you just kind of swirl it around in a wine glass and you have we call them feet, I think, just rolling down until what's actually on the outside or on the inside of the cup just kind of makes its way down again to join the rest of the fluid that's still sitting at the bottom of either a glass or, here in this case, my little espresso cup. And it's doing that a bit. It's rich and it's thick and it's just coming down. Beautiful. What a lovely, beautiful experience I've had. Thank you, David Higgins.